Good morning and welcome to Life Changers. This is our morning prayer. We just want to get into our prayer posture on this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for you, 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 and you. We also thank God for those that have responded to the call of prayer. Many have submitted prayer requests. We have names upon names upon names. And we have been in prayer. We have been in prayer. We are praying for you. And we're asking Dr. Kimberly Kenyatta to open us in prayer, please.
Good morning. Heavenly Father God, we so thank you, oh God. God, for this day, the day that you have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we just thank you, oh God, on today, oh God, that we can acknowledge you as Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're the very source of our existence. Oh, God. God, without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing, God. But we thank you that in you and through you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Oh, God, we are all things. Oh, God, on today, God, we just thank you that you allow us to wake on this morning, oh, God, with our minds stayed on you, oh, God. God, to wake, Lord God, to join the prayer line, oh, God, to wake up, to acknowledge you, to reverence you, God, just to thank you, oh God, for all that you are in us, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness towards us. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, oh God. God, we don't take it for granted, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God. God, for our ability, oh God, to wake this morning, breathe fresh breath into our lungs. We do thank you for the activity of our limbs, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you on today, oh God, that we're waking, oh God, to this new day and all the opportunities, oh God, that will present itself, oh God, to bless your name, oh God. God, to experience the newness of life, oh God, to experience all that you have for us on today, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, for our strength on today, oh God, with all that's going on, oh God, all the battles, oh God, all the challenges, the situations, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, your word continually tells us to be strong and of good courage, oh God. And on today, oh God, we just want to pray, oh God, for the strength, oh God, and the good courage, oh God, of the people of God, Lord God. God, we pray, oh God, for courage, Lord God, for the people of God. God, we pray for confidence, oh God. We pray for boldness, oh God. God, boldness, oh God, to speak your word over every area of our lives, oh God. God, speaking the word, oh God, into existence, putting it in the atmosphere, oh God. God, we rebuke the very hand of the enemy, oh God, that will come, oh God, and have us to be fearful, oh God, to have us to be weaklings, oh God, like we don't know the word, to try to steal the word from our minds, to steal the word from our hearts, oh God. God, we rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus that will try to continue to sow bad seed in amongst the saints, oh God. God, we rebuke the very hand of the enemy, oh God, that will try to make us think that we're lesser of, that we're not worthy of good things, that we're not worthy to be blessed, that we're not worthy to be wealthy, oh God, that we're not worthy to have the best things in life, oh God, that we're not worthy to hold certain positions and certain standards and certain titles. The devil is a liar, oh God. God, we pray for the people of God. We pray for their mindsets on today, oh God. God, your word says you come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, oh God. God, we pray for that mindset
on today, oh God, that the people of God would step up and step forward, oh God, into the giftings that you've given us, oh God. God, you've already equipped us, oh God. You've given us the abilities. We have the knowledge, oh God. We have the giftings, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, that you give us the courage, oh God. God, give us the courage, oh God, to step up, to open our mouths. Speak through us, oh God. Your word says if we open our mouths, oh God, you would speak through us, oh God. No matter what situation, what circumstances, oh God, be it if we're witnessing the ministry, oh God. God, be it that we're talking on our jobs, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, that you would use us, oh God. God, use us to speak forth, oh God, life, oh God, into the people that we come in contact with, oh God. God, use us, oh God, to respond, Lord God, strategically, oh God. God, so many times on our jobs, we're not able to just come out and witness, oh God, of who you are, oh God. But God, use us, use our minds, our hearts, oh God, to speak out strategically, Lord God, in the business arena, oh God, in the marketplace, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for every household, Lord God, of the children of faith, oh God. We pray for every household, oh God, to come together in unity, oh God. We pray for every household, oh God, to be courageous, oh God. Courageous in their activities, oh God. Courageous in their planning, oh God. Courageous in their prayer. Step up in their prayer. Seek you for the unexpected. Seek you even more for the impossible, oh God. With boldness, oh God. With confidence, oh God. With surety, oh God. Persevering, oh God. Pushing through any obstacles, oh God, that may try to step up and hinder, oh God, all the blessings, all the newness of life, oh God, that you have for us, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for those households, oh God, that they will have the resources, oh God, that they need, oh God. God, that they will have, Lord God, resources financially, Lord God. They will have resources, Lord God, knowledge-wise, oh God. God, whatever it is that they need, oh God, for their business, oh God, for their ministries, oh God, for their families, oh God. God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that every need be supplied. Your words say you'll supply all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And oh God, while we're praying, oh God, for the children of faith, oh God, God, we connect our faith to their faith, oh God. God, as prayer warriors, oh God, as intercessors, oh God, God, we stand in the gap on today, oh God, for our brothers and our sisters, oh God. God, we stand in the gap, believing you, oh God, believing that you can do all that you say you can do, oh God, believing that you are all that you say you are, oh God. Touch the hearts right now, oh God. God, be the very center of their joy, oh God. God, we rebuke anxiety and depression, oh God. We rebuke chemical imbalances on today, dementia, oh God, autism, oh God. God, we rebuke all of the conditions, oh God, that start in the mind on today, oh God. God, let the people of God, God, rise up, Lord God. Rise up over their own natural mindset, oh God. Believe in you, oh God, for healing. Healing in their minds. Healing in their hearts, oh God. God, that they can stand, Lord God, in the positions, Lord God. God, walk in the destinies, oh God, that you've aligned for them, oh God. God, we thank you on today, oh God, that they can be excellent. executor, oh God, of the plans, oh God, that you have for the ministries, oh God, the plans that you have for their lives, the plans that you have for their businesses, oh God. God, the plans that you have for their families, for their households, oh God, that they can stand up, Lord God, God, and be the foundation, oh God, of the family, oh God, and what you call, oh God, the family to be, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, that you said, on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, oh God. God, allow your people, oh God, as the church, oh God, to stand flat-footed, oh God, proclaiming, professing the name of the Lord, oh God. God, with strength, with power, with might, with good courage, oh God. God, we just thank you on today, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for the people of God, oh God. We pray, oh God, for them to stand up, Lord God. Walk into their destinies, oh God. God, be pillars, Lord God. Pillars, Lord God, of what you're doing in this hour, oh God, in this season, oh God, in the churches, oh God. Lord God, and on this day, oh God, we just thank you, oh God. God, we want to pray, oh God, for thank you for your healing virtue on today, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, you touch the bodies, Lord God, of those that may be sick, Lord God. God, those that may be experiencing pain and headaches and heartaches, oh God. God, those that may be even experiencing grief on today, oh God, and loss and loneliness, oh God. God, we pray healing over God, over each and every body, oh God. Everybody in some form or another needs healing, oh God. Healing from the things that we've experienced on this past week, oh God. Healing from the things that we heard, oh God, that may hinder, Lord God, what we experience. May hinder our spiritual walk, oh God, our spiritual awareness, oh God. God, healing in our minds, Lord God, hearing in our ear gates, healing in our eye gates, oh God. God, when we take in the information, oh God, God, we will not allow, Lord God, the information that we see, the news, oh God, to be a hindrance, oh God, to what you're having us to do spiritually, oh God. God, yes, allow us to consider it, oh God, but it will not hinder, oh God, it will not cause fear, it will not cause doubt and unbelief, oh God, in our spiritual awareness, oh God. Heal our minds, oh God. God, continue to heal our hearts, oh God. God, while man is looking on our outer appearance, oh God, we thank you that you know the very intents of our hearts. Heal our hearts, oh God. God, and by healing our hearts, oh God, God, you will heal, oh God, some of our behaviors, oh God. Heal us, oh God, from our attitudes, oh God. Increase our abilities to love. Let us love like you love, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, that you heal us, oh God, from some of our morals, some of our standards, oh God, some of the bad behaviors that we've learned, oh God, some of the traditions and religions that we've grown to acquire over the years, oh God. God, heal our hearts, heal our minds, oh God, to rid our lives, Lord God, of those things. Oh God, be it traditions, oh God, in churches, we've done it all our lives, oh God, but if it doesn't bring you glory, oh God, God, heal it, heal us from it, oh God. Remove us from it, oh God. God, let us use our mindsets, oh God, to heal us, to free us, oh God, from those things, oh God, that do not bring you glory, oh God, that are not sufficient and relevant, oh God, in worshiping you, the Almighty God. Lord God, and we just thank you, oh God. God, we pray for your people, oh God, on today, oh God. God, from every condition, oh God. God, cancer, oh God, that's becoming more prevalent, oh God. God, COVID, oh God, the flus, Lord God, these sinuses and allergies, oh God, that seems worse than any other years, oh God. God, we thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. Your word said you're wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes, oh God, we are healed. We thank you, oh God, for healing on today. Your word said if we call upon you, oh God, you'll show up and show us great and mighty things that we know not of. God, we thank you in advance for the great and mighty that you're showing us, that you're yet to show us, oh God, that you're showing us in the realm of healing for our bodies, for our minds, for our hearts, oh God. And God, we thank you. God, I just want to thank you, oh God, for my children. Thank you for Tony, Cassandra, Imani, Emery, Tony, Terry, Kedrana, Carrie, Cam. Oh, God, my extended children, my blended children, oh, God. My aunts, my uncles, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my sisters, my brothers, moms, dads. God, we thank you for our family unit on today. We rebuke the hand of the enemy that would try to even attempt to tear our families apart. The devil is a liar. God, we thank you for a hedge of protection around about our families, oh God, as they come in their travels to and from, oh God. God, as you have someone, even us, to speak you into their lives, oh God. God, we just bless you on today for every opportunity that presents us, Lord God, to tell of your goodness no matter what arena we in. God, we thank you for your safety. We thank you for your protection. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Arlene Cotter.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise on this morning, oh God. We just magnify your name, Father God, because we know that you are worthy to be praised. Father, we want to say thank you right now for the very air that we breathe, oh God, because it's you that we live and move and have our well-being. And for that, God, we thank you. We thank you right now, Father God, for last night's rest, oh God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your promises, oh God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the sacrifice that he has made. We thank you right now, Father God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will have your way in our lives. As we decrease, we ask that you will increase within us and lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth for God's word, that whatever we say or do, that our Heavenly Father will get the glory out of our lives. And for that, we'll thank you. Father, we thank you right now for your word, oh God. Your word lets us know where two or three are gathered that you are in the midst, oh God, and that when two touch and agree with anything on earth, that it shall be done. Father, I come in agreement with the prayer that has gone forth right now, Lord God, for we are in great expectation, Father God, that when we pray that you hear us, oh God, and to know that you hear us, oh God, that you will answer us, oh God, and show us great and mighty things that we know not of, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the peace of Jerusalem, oh God, that your word is being seen and filled in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the lives of your people, in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to pray for the peace of Israel right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are yet still praying for the war that is going on with Ukraine and Russia, oh God, that you will bring it to an end, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, for those that are believing and trusting in you, Father God, that no matter what they go through in this life, oh God, that we will put our faith and our trust in you, Lord God. So I pray that the people in Ukraine are putting their faith and trust in you and crying out to you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, your word say to pray for kings and all those that's in authority, that we will lead a godly, a peaceful life. And in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now for the royal family, oh God. We lift up Prince Charles, oh God. We're praying, yes, in his body, oh God. And we thank you right now for using him to talk about his life, Father God. Now that the same spirit has hit in Kate, Lord God, we thank you even right now for her coming out, Lord God, that the world would see and know, Lord God. Hallelujah. That each different person goes through something in life, Lord God, no matter who you are, hallelujah, what you have, hallelujah, God, that the world would know, Lord God, hallelujah, it's not good to desire to gain the world, to even to lose your soul, but Father, we are praying for this family right now, Lord God, we ask that in the name of Jesus that you will release your healing anointing right now to touch their body, to remove every cell of cancer right now in the name of Jesus, that they will come back with a good report, Father God, of what you are doing, oh God, not their doctors, but what you are doing, oh God. And for that, Father, we thank you. Father, we continue to pray right now for President Biden, oh God, and his family, President and Vice President Harris and her family, oh God. We're, yes, they're praying for their soul salvation if they do not know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God. Father, we're praying for the wisdom, your wisdom to be departed upon President Biden, oh God. Hallelujah, for you knows all about the border. You know all about gun laws. You know all about the abortion law. All things that concern the people, Lord God. You know all about it, oh God. So I pray right now, Lord God, that you will surround him with godly counseling, oh God, that he would know how to handle every situation that comes wait in the White House, Father God, that you will be glorified and lifted up even in the White House in the name of Jesus. And for that, God, we thank you. Father, we are still praying for the upcoming election, oh God, for 2024. You see the candidates. You see their hearts. You know all about them, Father. But we are praying right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done in the White House for 2024 as well, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up all President, Vice President, Mayor, Senator, Governor, Police Officer, Judges, Democrats, and Republicans, oh God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to turn their hearts to the things of you, God, and not the things of the flesh, not the things of this world, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I ask that you will continue to expose those that are abusing their position of authority and remove them and replace them with men and women of God that desire to see your will fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven. And for that, Father, I thank you. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for Bishop Shear, Lord God. I pray for a greater anointing upon him, and I ask in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen his inner man, Lord God, and perfect the things that are concerning him in his life, oh God, as he's running again, Lord God. I pray for faith on his life, Father God, and I pray that you will give him the wisdom, oh God, hallelujah, and the strength, Lord God, to lead the church and God in Christ in all ways that is pleasing unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray a blessing upon his family right now, Lord God, and I thank you for doing it in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, oh God, you said in your word that you would give us pastors after your very own heart, oh God. And I thank you right now, Father God, for Bishop Hardy and Lady Hardy, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you will renew their youth as well as their strength, oh God. Perfect the things that are concerning them in their life, oh God. Continue to anoint them to be people of God that walk in integrity, oh God, that when people see them, they see you first, Father God. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you touch their bodies, oh God. Renew their youth as well as their strength in the name of Jesus. And God, all the things that they're going through, Lord God, give them the strength like eagles, oh God, to soar over every circumstance and situation, oh God, knowing that they have the victory with you on their side, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up Pastor Anthony, Lord God, and his family, Pastor Griffin and family, Bishop Hodges and family, Lord God. I pray for a greater anointing upon these great men of God and their wives, oh God. Lord, that you will perfect the things even in their lives, oh God. Continue to give them the strength that they need to fight the good fight of faith, Lord God, that they will see you moving in every circumstance and situation in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for all bishops, all pastors, all teachers, evangelists, apostles, and prophets, those that you have called, those that you appointed, those that you have chosen, Father God. I pray right right now, Lord God, that they will lift up their eyes unto the hills from which cometh their help, oh God, knowing that their help is coming from you, Father God. Father, no matter what they are going through, Lord God, let them remember, oh God, your word, oh God, that all things work together for the good, for those that have been called by you, God, and that loves you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, God, I pray for protection all around them and their families, oh God, that they will walk in the blessing, that they will walk in the favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said it in your word, oh God, that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then when I begin to hear from heaven and heal the land and forgive them of all their sins, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ is repentant of all of their sins of omission and commission, oh God. And ask you to heal this land from all the even, all the corrupt, all the sickness that are going on in this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Father, I pray that we as children of God will remember your word, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that you have given us power. You have given us dominion and authority over this earth, oh God, that whatsoever we bind and loose on earth shall be bound and loose in heaven. Therefore, we bind every plan, every plot, every schism of the enemy right now. Hallelujah, over the lives of God's people. And we loose God's anointing, his plan, his will, his purpose to be fulfilled in our lives. And for that, God, we thank you. We bind the spirit of sickness and we loose healing right now. We bind fear and loose love, power in the sound mind. We bind death and we loose life. Hallelujah. Abundant life and eternity life in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that when we're weak, you will make us strong, oh God. So strengthen your people, Lord God, to lift up their eyes unto the hills from which coming their help, oh God, knowing that our help is coming from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you say, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have our hearts received all that you have in store for us, oh God. So we thank you right now for the blessings, oh God, that you have promised us, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will show yourself as the great I am in the lives of all of your people, oh God, that no matter what we are going through, that you will be our healer, our deliverer, our provider, Lord God, our strengthener, our shield, our buckler, whatever we need you to be, God, that you will be that and more in our lives as your children. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will stir up the gift within us, the word of knowledge and wisdom and discernment and tongue and exhortation and faith, oh God. Strengthen and increase our faith, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we will believe your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. And for that, God, we thank you. So we thank you right now, Father God, that even your word lets us know we are in this world, but not of the world. We have been set apart. So, Father, we thank you right now for meet the needs, oh God. You said it in your word that you are our shepherd, that we should not want to lack. So we ask you on today to prepare a table for us right in the presence of our enemies that say that you were not going to come through. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you for the blessing that we may even bless our enemies, oh God, to show them what an awesome God that you are. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you even for miracles on today, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you right now for every miracle that you will perform on today, Father God. We asking you even right now, Lord God, to open up the blinded eyes, to touch the deaf, that they may hear, the dumb, that they may speak, the lame, that they may walk. God, we thank you for your healing anointing right now, Lord God. We choose to stand on your word and your promise to heal us, oh God, because you said in your word that Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Therefore, we serve notice on every unclean spirit right now, that spirit of cancer, that spirit of COVID and high blood pressure and sugar diabetes, that spirit of shingles, hallelujah, that spirit of arthritis and bursitis and sciatic nerve, hip pain, back pain, tooth pain, foot pain, hand pain, whatever the unclean spirit may be, hallelujah, we curse it at the root, right? right now and command it to go out of God's people body in the name of Jesus. God, we believe your words over facts. Hallelujah. Because we know that man is going to give us fact, but your word is truth. Hallelujah. And we choose to stand on the truth of your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, even the babies in the NICU unit, Lord God, we ask that you release a healing anointing upon them, oh God, that what you stored in the womb, oh God, that you're more than able to complete it outside of the womb, oh God. So we thank you for the miracles that you are yet still performing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you would use every doctor and every nurse, oh God, that believe in the power of prayer and to know within their heart that it's you doing the healing, Lord God, that you just using them as a vessel, Lord God, to lay hands on the sick, hallelujah, and to pray for them and watch them recover through the power and the word of God. So, Father, we thank you once again for miracles, oh God. We thank you for signs and wonders of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for our children, oh God. Hallelujah. You said in your word that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And God, we ask that you will pour out your anointing upon our sons and our daughters, oh God, that they will dream and see vision and prophesy your word, oh God, that they will be built up from every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will give them a heart of obedience, oh God. I pray even right now, Lord God, that you will raise up a Joshua and a Daniel generation, oh God, that they will believe, Lord God, hallelujah, that they can take the land, oh God, hallelujah, with the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of them, Lord God, that they would not look at their age, but they will look at the Creator who created them to do great and mighty things on this earth in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you, hallelujah, and even for those that have backslidden as our children, Father God, hallelujah, God, we're praying for a greater anointing upon them to come back, Lord God, to deny themselves and pick up their cross and press towards the mark of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you right now, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray even right now in the name of Jesus for those that the enemy has lied to and constantly lying to over and over each and every day about their identity, oh God. Father, let them realize, Lord God, that when you created male and female. You did not create it lesbian or gay or transgender, Lord God. Hallelujah. So God, I pray even right now for those that are struggling in their bodies, Lord God. I pray for the stronghold of the enemy to be broken off in them, Lord God, and that they will realize who they are, Lord God, and who they could be, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God, I pray that they will be set free in their minds right now in the name of Jesus. And God, for those that you have delivered, oh God, let there be a great anointing upon their life, oh God, that they will stand in the gaps for others, oh God, to see them delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. God, I give you glory and honor and praises for salvation on today, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will be sown and watered, an increase of a harvest of souls will come to the kingdom of God on this day. Hallelujah. That new birth will take place on this earth in the name of Jesus. And for every backslider, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that they would deny themselves, oh God, hallelujah, and press toward the mark of the Most High God and purpose in their heart that they want to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And for that, Father, we thank you. Now, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for my seed, Lord God. I lift for Tay, I lift for Asha and Amika and Trey, I lift for Chase and Tasha, I lift for PJ and Hunter and Little Chase. God, I ask in the name of Jesus that your will be done in their lives. Keep them from evil of this world, oh God. Have your way in their life that you will be glorified, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus for a special anointing upon each and every person that's under the sound of my voice. God, you said it in your word, for those that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. So God, as they have risen up this morning, oh God, they are hungry and thirst to be in your presence, oh God, and make their requests be made known unto you, Father God, and that the peace of God God, what passive all understanding will keep their hearts and their mind stayed on thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare and decree over their lives that no matter what they're going through, no weapon that is formed against them will prosper, that every tongue that rises up against them is already condemned, but it is their inheritance as children of God. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that whatsoever their heart desire may be, Lord God, that you will grant it, oh God, that you will show yourself mighty and strong in their lives, in the lives of their loved ones, oh God. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, even those that's in business for themselves, oh God, Father, that you will grant them favor. In the name of Jesus, and those that are in ministry, Father God, I pray for a greater anointing and doors to be opened for their lives. I pray right now your blessings upon, once again, each and every person that's under the sound of my voice, that whatsoever the enemy has held up, God, let this be the day that it will be released, whether it is finances, or God, healing in their body, a breakthrough for something, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even a promotion on their job, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just declare and decree the blessings over their lives and the lives of their seed, and declare and decree that every generation curse is broken over their lives and the lives of their seed. Now, Father, I ask right now, Lord God, that you will continue to strengthen my body, oh God, that I will walk in my miracle, Father God. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify your name for healing my body from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I bless you and I praise your name, oh God, for giving me the strength to rise up this morning to seek your face, Lord God, with others, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, off in the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Father God. Yes, you are our strength and a mighty redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Jacinta Williams.
Father God, we thank you that you have blessed us to see another day. Thank you, Father, for our health and for our strength. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us minds to serve you. Thank you for choosing us, Lord. For we didn't choose you, Lord God, but you chose us first. And for that, we say thank you. Father God, we thank you this morning for our families. We thank you, Father God, that you have kept them, Lord God. We thank you for your hand of protection, Lord God, over us and over our families in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just come this morning, Lord God, with grateful hearts, Lord God, just thanking you, Father God, for every promise that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are very present help in the time of trouble, Lord God. We thank you for all the situations, Lord God, that you have brought us through and brought us out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us, Lord God. We thank you for blessing our finances, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us with housing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up those, Lord God, that don't have shelter, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will make a way for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of those who have, Lord God, and give them a mind and a willingness to share what they have with those, Father God, that are in need, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your patience, Lord God, with the United States, Lord God, even though, Lord God, the nation, Lord God, is not living as you would desire, Lord God, but we thank you for being patient, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will touch the hearts of all of those, Lord God, who have not received you as their Savior. We pray, Father God, that you will touch their hearts and their minds, Lord God, that you will draw them by your precious Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they, Lord God, will throw their hands up, Lord God, and ask you to come into their life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those leaders, Lord God, that are unsaved, we pray for their salvation on this morning. We pray, Father God, that they will realize and recognize, Lord God, that they need to call on you, Lord God, that they, Lord God, don't know what to do, Lord God,
for this country, Lord God, but we pray, Father God, that they will put their faith and their trust in you, Lord God, that they will call on you for the answers that are needed in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the economy of the United States and all those nations, Lord God, that are in need, Lord God. We pray that you will bless the economy in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that the prices, Lord God, the prices of gas and food, Lord God, even the price of the utilities, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that those prices will go down in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you would deliver those, Lord God, that are over resources, Lord God, that you would deliver them from that spirit of greed, Lord God, and that you would give them a heart of compassion for people, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that everybody cannot afford high utility bills, Lord God. So we pray, Father God, that the prices will go down on the utilities in the name of Jesus. Father God, I know it's your desire, Lord God, that no man should be without heat, Lord God. So we pray, Father God, for the price to be lowered in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will bless the food banks, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will get the food supplies that they need, that they will be able to help those, Lord God, who are unable, Lord God, to buy the necessary food for their families in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the upcoming election, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will put those in place, Lord God, that you know will do the job, Lord God. Those, Father God, that will look out, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, and not have selfish motives in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will bind the hand of the enemy, Lord God, that desires, Lord God, to receive positions, Lord God, that they might have their own agenda, Lord God. But we pray, Father God, for people, Lord God, to receive the offices, Lord God, that will serve you and serve the people in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for our spiritual leaders, Lord God. We pray for our pastors, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you will strengthen them, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will restore their strength and their energy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will lift every burden off of their shoulders, Lord God. Father God, let them do as they preach to their congregations, Lord God. Let them cast their cares upon you, Lord God, that they will not be overtaken, Lord God, and be burdened down, Lord God. But let them learn, Lord God, to release their cares to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will prosper your churches, Lord God, that you will send in the harvest, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for those, Lord God, that have already come in, Lord God, and we thank you for those that you are yet drawing, Lord God, that they will come into your house, Lord God, and that they will receive the words of encouragement that they need to hear in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they will be aware, Lord God, of the time that we're in, Lord God. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to prepare your people for your coming, Lord God. Father God, let them realize, Lord God, that things aren't as they used to be, Lord God, but let them see, Lord God, that the time is coming nigh, Lord God, that you will be returning, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, to get our house in order, Lord God, that we will be ready when you return in the name of Jesus. And let us not be selfish, Lord God, but Father God, let us continue to speak your word and share your word with others, Lord God. But we know that it's not your desire that any man should be lost, Lord God. So we pray, Father God, that your word will continue to go forth in power, Lord God, that many, many souls will be saved and set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your movement and your churches, Lord God, the movement of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God. All those that have been healed, Lord God, and those that will be healed, Lord God. We thank you in advance in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up all those that are sick and shut in, Lord God. We lift up Marilyn McCracken, Lord God. We lift up Daphne Selby Swain, Lord God. We lift up Ella Woodard, Lord God. We lift up all those on the mother's board, Mother Wiggins, Lord God, all those that have had surgeries, Lord God, we pray, Father, that you will complete the healing in their bodies, Lord God. For the doctors have done their part, Lord God. But we ask, Father God, that you will complete the healing in the name of Jesus. Those, Father God, that have been attacked by the enemy in their minds, Lord God, we pray for deliverance on this morning in the name of Jesus. Those, Father God, with dementia and Alzheimer's, Lord God, those, Father God, that are confused, Lord God, even those with emotional illness, Lord God, we pray for their deliverance this day in the name of Jesus, that you would restore them to their right minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that they will learn to keep their mind stayed on you, Lord God. For your word says that he whose mind stayed on you, that you will keep in perfect peace, Lord God. So we thank you for giving them your peace in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for wayward children on this morning, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that they, Lord God, will begin to listen to their parents, Lord God, that you will deliver them from that spirit of disobedience in the name of Jesus. Even those in school, Lord God, that are disrupting the classroom, Lord God, we pray, Father God, that you will touch their minds, Lord God. Father God, that they will make a decision, Lord God, to stop the foolishness, Lord God, and that they will sit and listen to their teachers, Lord God, that they might learn, Lord God. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those who have gotten caught up in games, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will open their eyes, Lord God, that they will see, Lord God, that the gangs, Lord God, live destructive lives, Lord God, and that they destroy lives, Lord God. So give them a mind to come out, Lord God, even those that are even considering joining a gang, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that they will have a change of mind in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will stop the senseless killings, Lord God. We ask it in the name of Jesus. For Father God, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God, that the government, Lord God, has not been able to do it, Lord God. But we know, Father God, that with you all things are possible, Lord God. So we pray, Father God, for a stop to the senseless killings in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will move in the situation, Lord God, in Jerusalem, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will give victory, Lord God, to your people in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those, Lord God, that have lost loved ones in the wars, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will heal their hearts, Lord God, that you will fill the voids in the name of Jesus. For all those, Lord God, that are bereaved, Lord God, we pray that you will send your comfort and your love and your peace in the name of Jesus. Give them strength, Lord God, during their time of loss. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you will take care of the widows and the widowers, Lord God, that have lost income, Lord God, due to the loss of their loved one, Lord God. But we pray, Father God, that you will supply their needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will make a way for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All those, Lord God, that are running into a lack in finance, Lord God, we know, Father God, that you are able to supply every need, Lord God. So we thank you for blessing them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will continue to move in this earth, Lord God, as you do in heaven, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are able to wrong those things that have been the things that have been done wrong, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, will work it out in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for love in every household, Lord God. Those households, Lord God, that have been attacked by the enemy, Lord God, that's turned one mate against the other, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will restore the love and the peace in that home, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up orphans, Lord God. We lift up foster children and adopted children, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that they will be placed in homes where they will receive the love, Lord God, and they will receive the teaching that they need in the name of Jesus, that they would be brought up, Lord God, in the admonition of you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray your protection over the children, Lord God, the children in their homes and the schools and even at play, Lord God. We pray your divine protection over them, Lord God, that the enemy will do them no harm in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are mindful of even those, Lord God, that are in prison and in jail, Lord God. We know, Father God, that your arms will reach to them, Lord God, and we pray, Father God, that you will touch them, Lord God, that they will make a decision, Lord God, to turn their lives around and to live for you. We ask it in the name of Jesus, for we know that you are a God of mercy and a God of forgiveness, Lord God. So we ask, Father God, that they will cry out to you for forgiveness, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, to come into their life, Lord God, that their lives will be changed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for our pastors on today. We pray, Father God, that you will bless every pastor, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will heal their bodies, Lord God, keep them in good health, and we pray a fresh anointing over each and every pastor in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for those pastors, Lord God, that have been deceived by the enemy, Lord God, and have begun to teach false doctrine, Lord God. We pray for their deliverance this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they will repent, Lord God, for changing your word, Lord God, that they will repent, Lord God, and they will begin, Lord God, to preach your doctrine, Lord God, your unadulterated word in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, Lord God, for all those, Lord God, that have been deceived by the enemy, Lord God, those who once served you, Lord God, and walked away. But we pray, Father God, that you will draw back those, Lord God, that are in a backsliding position, Lord God. Draw them back unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, Lord God, for each and every person that's on this prayer line on this morning. You know every request, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that you will answer every request in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the prayers that you've already answered, Lord God, and for those that you will answer in the future. We thank you, Father. We praise you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for all the prayers and petitions that have went up before you. Father, we just give you all honor and praise on this morning, for we know that you have heard our prayer. Father, you heareth us always the same way you heard Jesus, because we have sealed it in the name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Father, we continue to lift up before you all the families, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, all families, oh God. Father, Lisa Willard, Sharonette Henderson, Ladora Staggers, Dr. Lorraine Jones, the Ramey and Curry family, Regina Thomas, Laura Terrell, Lisa Coleman and family, Calvin Mays Jr. and family, the Foster family, Jones family, Benson family, Ratliff family, Angel Goldman Tang family, Tangie Staten, Sharon Ulmer, Burnett and Nicholson family, the Hall Witherspoon and Kenyatta family, Father Michael and Janita Harris, Jones, Lamar Jr., Jeremy and Terrence Harris. Father, we lift up Lisa Jones, the Jones family, Newsom family, Emmanuel family, the Jokes family, the Greater Mount Olive Church of God in Christ family, God, the Aurora, Illinois 2024 elections. Father, we lift up Carla Harris and Perry family, Kaiser Porter family, Pastor David Andrews and his family, the Irvins and the Pierce family, the Olds family. Father, we lift up before you right now the Jones and Harris family, the Moore and Hall family, the Dyson and Pete family, the Rooks family. Father, we lift up Pastor Augustus Wright and Mother Nancy Jones, Mother Marilyn McCracken, Missionary Ella Woodard, Mother Tanner, Mother Tabor, Mother Wiggins, Tarita Lewis, Mother Hayes, Mother Vaughn, Mother Lincoln. God, we lift up Karen and her son. Father, we lift up Mother Lorraine Jones, Deacon Byron Wright, Father, we lift up Mother Annie M. Razor. God, we lift all of these up before you, God. God, you know what they stand in the need of. Father, I just don't want you to touch them, but God, I want you to send the fire of your healing anointing to every person that is attached to one of these names throughout this earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, no matter who they are, no matter what they're doing, no matter where they are, God, you see and you know all. And God, I touch and agree with even those that have sent the names in, oh God, that you will do a miracle in their families. Father, heal bodies and save souls. Father, restore finances. Father, increase them more and more according to your word in Psalm 112. In the name of Jesus, show up and show out in their life. Father, dispatch warring, battling, and fighting angels to war, battle, and fight on their behalf in the seen and unseen realms. Father, in the name of Jesus, send the fire of your healing anointing, God, to those that are sick and shut in. Father, those that are on the edge of giving up. Father, that we lift them up before you, oh God. Father, you hear all the doctor's reports, oh God, that have been negative. But God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I choose to believe your word. Father, I choose that your word, God, can heal, deliver, and set free. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that your word says in Isaiah 53:5 that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. So Father, therefore we call those, God, that's laying sick, God, we call them healed right now in the name of Jesus. God, we destroy, and God, the plots, the plans, the vices, the fiery darts, the schemes, and the tactics against the enemy for your people, oh God. Father, you see everything that's spewing out of hell right now. But God, I thank you right now that the blood of Jesus covers us, that nothing can touch us. God, your word says that no weapon formed against the sound of my voice. Father, no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against the household of faith will prosper. And Father, we thank you right now. So we bind the spirit of cancer, diabetes, high blood, low blood, cholesterol issues. Father, we bind the spirit of arthritis, God, the degeneration of the bone matter. Father, in the name of Jesus, every mental illness, oh God. Father, sciatic nerve pain, in the name of Jesus, migraines, headaches, God, deaf ears, God, in the name of Jesus, eye issues, cataracts, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood over it. Father, Jesus given us authority over every evil spirit. So Father, we take authority right now over all these demonic spirits, the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of sickness, the spirit of death, and we send it back to the abyss, never to return to this realm again. Father, never to touch the body of Jesus Christ again, never to touch none of the family members again. So Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we covered in the blood. Nothing can penetrate the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that you've set us up, and it is your desire for us to live, God, in great health, to live in wealth, even as our soul prosper in you, oh God, soul prosper within the spirit man. Father, we thank you that you desire balance in our life, and Father, we receive it right now because we focus on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father, we thank you even for the businesses, even for the ministries. Father, I ask you to supply. You said you will supply all our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you that there is no good thing you will withhold from us because we walk up right before you. Father, we just want to bless your name. So Father, every business, oh God, every business, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, these businesses will not go under, God, in the name of Jesus, for God, you will send, oh God, everything that's needed, God, even the customers, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now in advance for $1 million contracts. Father, we thank you, oh God, in advance, oh God, for the freedom of finances that's flowing through the businesses, that's flowing through the ministries. Father, we thank you right now, God, even for the debt freedom lifestyle, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless your name, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for even the saints, oh God, the saints, the older saints, the younger saints, oh God, how they're returning to you. Father, how they have another yes in their spirit, how they say yes over and over again. God, that no matter what goes on in their life, God, they are hooked and rooted and grounded in your love. God, they're hooked, God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, because we know that we cannot do anything without you. We know that we cannot even live this life, oh God, without you. So it was you that breathed into our nostrils and in our lungs the breath of life, and we say thank you. Father, as we go down from this prayer on this morning, oh God, Father, I ask you to rest with and abide with us for always, even forevermore, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless us as we go our separate ways. Bless us as we go to work. Oh, for those that work in the home, God, bless us. Give us witty ideas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Creative ideas, oh God, to bring extra income into our households, that we're able to continue to build the kingdom of God here in this earth. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless Life Changers Ministry right now. Father, you see what we endeavor to do to help build your kingdom, oh God. God, I ask you to put your seal of approval upon it, oh God. Father, we thank you for the great creative ideas you have given us. Father, we thank you, oh God, creative ideas to win souls for your kingdom, oh God, and we thank you right now. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, to bless us, oh God. Bless us as a unit. Bless us as the ministry. Father, a ministry that is named in the name of Jesus Christ and that was called and prayed out of. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Bless our upcoming conference, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, it's in 30 days, and we thank you for what you're about to do, oh God. Thank you for the souls that will be saved. God, we speak those things that are not as though they were. So, Father, we thank you for the souls that saved, delivered, and set free, the bodies that will be healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that backsliders will return back to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, that your God, Holy Spirit, just he rests up on us, oh God. He will fill us, oh God, even the more again and again and again. And we thank you, we praise you, and I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for the salvation of Israel. I pray for the peace of America and the salvation of our neighborhoods and our communities. And it is in Jesus Christ I pray. Amen and amen. Our word for today, the word for today comes out of the book of Malachi chapter 4, verse number 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. We thank God for his word. We receive healing today, and God, we bless you for just thinking about us in the book of Malachi. You all be blessed. We love you to life, and continue to just stay in prayer. Continue to just know that God, your faith, hallelujah, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Continue to build your faith. Only way faith comes is by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Speak the word, even if you have to read it out loud in your atmosphere. Speak the word. The word of God has so much power that it would change the atmospheric condition where you're standing, whether it's in your home, outside your home, in your community, on your job, in the Walmart, Kmart, no matter what store you go to. If you speak the word of God, expect change, because this is the year that we, the believers, the saints of the Most High God, we raise our expectation. Until next Monday at 6 a.m., continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.